Hello, and welcome to the NJ Homegirls Midtown Direct Real Estate Report. I'm Amy McCampbell, and I'm here each week to give you all the info you need for buying and selling a home along the Midtown Direct line in New Jersey. So when I bought my house, a 1920s stone colonial, it came with all of the latest features from the 1950s and 70s. So I had a kitchen with steel cabinets, shag carpet everywhere, funky light fixtures, a wall with cork covering, and I had a pink bathroom. Now, personally, I love a house with older features. I think it feels like I'm living my TV sitcom family dream or something, but I did get rid of the shag carpet and cork right away, and I took down the steel kitchen cabinets. I'll give you a little bit more on that later, but I didn't have the money nor the inclination to get rid of my dated bathrooms, especially the pink one. So I started doing some research about how I could make my older bathrooms feel more modern without having to totally redo them. And because the internet is a wonderful thing, I came across a blog called Save the Pink Bathrooms that is dedicated to encouraging people to recognize the charms of these vintage bathrooms and not tear them down. This is where I learned that Mamie Eisenhower popularized the color pink for the bathroom in the 1950s, and that pink bathrooms have a glow that makes you look great in the mirror. And that is totally true in mine. Out of this blog grew one of my favorite home design websites, which is retrorenovation.com. There, they champion the beauty and the craftsmanship of vintage features in homes. We have a lot of older homes in our area, and I am seeing many renovations and especially flips that take out the original charm and replace them with generic modern features. These often look sleek and great now, but will soon be as dated as my metal cabinets and often aren't as well made as the original features. Now, speaking of my kitchen cabinets, so I'm not entirely wedded to the old and did redo my kitchen almost immediately because it just didn't work for our needs. But had I known about retro renovation at the time, I would have salvaged my cabinets and sold them rather than just get rid of them, because apparently they are a very hot item for people redoing their homes in a vintage style, and I could have paid for some of my renovation by selling them, but instead I trashed them. Now, if you're buying an older home and don't have the money to redo everything, or if you just want to check out how you can preserve and update what you already have, do check out this website. There'll be a link on our website. They also have great resources for tracking down replacement fixtures and accessories or things like vintage tile. And sometimes they can tell you about those little quirky features in your house, like all the funky ways toilet paper rolls were hidden. Take a look and maybe think twice about sinking the pink. That's our report for this week. For links to this and our other briefings, please check out our webpage, njhomegirls.com. There you can also find out how we can help you sell your home or make the move from the boroughs to the burbs. I'm Amy McCampbell, one of the NJ Homegirls of Village Square Realtors in Montclair, New Jersey. Thanks for listening.